that you aren't of the priestly caste." My face was still as old cheese. I was wondering if I should kill him and how I could dispose of the corpse if I did. Perhaps the stranglers could be framed. No. Master Centaraxita was old, but still hale enough to throw me around if I tried to throttle him. Being small has definite disadvantages at times. He had 8 inches on me, but at the moment that seemed like several feet. And someone else was moving around at the other end of the library. I heard voices. I did not drop my eyes the way a menial should. Master Centaraxita already knew I was more than a curious sweeper, though a good one. I kept the place spotless. That was a company rule. Our public characters had to be morally straight and excellent workers, which did not make some of the men at all happy. I waited. Master Centaraxita would decide his own fate. He would decide the fate of the library that he loved.
"So, our Dolaby is a man of more talents than we suspected. What else do you do that we don't know about Dolaby? Can you write as well?"
I did not answer. "Of course."
"Where did you learn? It has long been the contention of many of the Badraloke that those not of the priestly caste do not have the mental facility to learn the high mode."
Still I did not speak. Eventually he would commit to movement in some direction. I would respond accordingly. I hoped I could avoid destroying him and his brethren and stripping the library of whatever might be useful. That was the course one I wanted to follow years ago. Never mind being subtle. Never mind not alerting Soulcatcher to what was happening right under her nose.
"You have nothing to say?" "No defense."
"A pursuit of knowledge needs no defense. Sri Sondel Ghosh, the Janaka, declared that in the Garden of Wisdom there is no caste."
Albeit in an age when caste had much less meaning.
"Sondel Ghosh spoke at the University of Vikramas, where all the students had to pass an exhaustive examination before they were allowed to enter the grounds."
"Do you suppose many students of any caste were admitted who were unable to read the Panas and Pashids? Sondel Ghosh was not called the Janaka for nothing. Vikramas was the seat of Janae religious study."
"A janitor who knows about a religion long dead. We are indeed entering the age of Kadi, where all is turned upon its head."
Kadi is the favorite Taglian name for Kina, in one of her less vicious aspects. The name Kina is seldom spoken, lest the Dark Mother hear and respond. Only the deceivers want her to come around.
"Where did you acquire this skill? Who taught you?"
"A friend started me out a long time ago. After we buried him, I continued to teach myself."
My gaze never left his face. For a goofy old boffin whose stuffiness was grist for the mockery of the younger copyists, he seemed remarkably flexible mentally. But then, he might be brighter than he seemed. He might realize that he could buy himself a float down river to the swamps if the wrong words passed his lips. No.